This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First pitch swing in the air. Luis Robert makes the catch. And in a year when so many of us have had to be apart, we all will journey together into October with the White Sox. For the first time in 12 years, the Sox are going to the playoffs.
Oh, man, it feels great. Definitely first time, so I'm excited. The guys rallied today, and we was able to scratch out a win.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, this segment with Steve Stone, is brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. He is the clairvoyant one. Steve Stone joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram hotline. Stoney, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Steve.
Pretty good. Good morning, boys. Last night was a little difficult for me to get to sleep. It was pretty exciting, actually. And, when I take a look at the standings this morning, and I notice that the White Sox have the best record in the American League, I was thinking how improbable that sounds when you have just a touch over a week to go and you see what the Sox have accomplished this year. Pretty much, it's amazing to me. And I just think it's a testament to just exactly how good this team is. I think a lot of people thought, okay, well, they're off to a good start. Well, they're beating some bad teams. Well, they got two pitchers in the starting rotation, nobody else. Well, the bullpen after Bummer leaves is falling apart. And so when you hear that over and over again, from a fan standpoint, you start to believe some of those things. Fortunately, from a team standpoint, they never believed any of those things. They just believed that in a day when you're playing a game with somebody and one team has to emerge as a winner, nobody's been able to explain to those guys wearing White Sox uniforms why it shouldn't be them. And that's one of the reasons why they're putting together such a great year.
There's so many things that have happened that I never saw coming, and one of them is Ronaldo Lopez. I wasn't expecting him to even return, and now he's got a couple of starts against, wins against good team is something that you wouldn't have expected, you wouldn't have thought of. The fact that the Sox take 3 of 4 and the 3 games are with Cease and Dane Dunning and Ronaldo, I don't know that I would have believed that if someone told me that before the year began. They tied the season series against these guys, which I know means nothing to anyone, but there's a part of me that loves seeing their players thrown out of games because they're acting the fool, because it means the Sox are somehow getting to them.
Well, I think that also was actually one of the big moments in the game. And the reason I say that is there was a play that Abreu beat at first base. Polanco had to make the play in the hole. Because Abreu isn't really a dead pull hitter, there's a very good chance if Donaldson was in the game, he might have been able to cut that ball off. If he cuts it off, he's a really good third baseman defensively. If he cuts it off, he probably makes a play at first and the game is not tied and maybe it ends a different way. But the fact is that in baseball, regardless of what you do, what you decide to do, if you put your own personal agenda ahead of the team goal, which is winning the game, you usually come out on the downside of that. And I think Donaldson, for whatever reason, decided to exercise his constitutional right to free speech, only you don't get that on the field. What happens is when you do something like that, you get the boot. Now, even earlier in the game, there was a situation where Donaldson made a couple of very good plays defensively. Later in the game, Adrianza missed a ball that Donaldson would have had easily that was in foul territory. That didn't hurt. What did hurt was Donaldson would have let off one of the innings, and Adrianza struck out, and it wasn't Donaldson in that spot. So perhaps if he had it to do over again, he would have realized that rather than being a moron, he would try to win the ball game with his team instead of taking out whatever personal angst he was experiencing over Bellino behind the plate, Dan Bellino. So I just don't think that championship teams allow that from their players. If he was a young kid, you might be able to understand it. He's not a young kid. He's a veteran. He's been on wonderful teams. He's a really good player. And the fact that he departed that one was a very good thing for the White Sox.
Steve, part of what was so cool was that the White Sox win this series over the Twins without getting a victory from Giolito when he was out there, and obviously without Dallas Keuchel, whose back has been the issue. And looking at Keuchel specifically, how tenuous is that situation with his back? And the Sox, are they positioning him, do you think, to start game one or game two, or does it matter?
I really don't know. You can't tell me who they're going to play, and maybe that has something to do with it. Let's assume that both Lucas and Dallas are healthy. I think it comes down to which team you're playing and how effective are they are against against righties or lefties. So that's yet to be determined. And also something else, you know, there is a premium on winning the division. The boys would like to do that next, and they are four games up on Minnesota in the loss column. Only three overall, but the loss column is the only column that means anything because you can't get the losses back. If you haven't played the games, you can still win those games. So you always look at the loss column, and against the Indians, there's six games up in the loss column. The Indians almost would have to sweep the board, and the White Sox would then have to lose 7 of 10 in order for the Indians to get there and supplant them. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I think they would like to be positioned, not necessarily the number one spot in the league, because Tampa Bay will have something to say about that, and so will Oakland. But they want to win the division. It's an advantage. You get to play all three games in your home park for the first round, the 2 of 3, which is the most dangerous, by the way, guys. The 2 of 3 round, the first round of the playoff, is the most dangerous. You could literally see, and you're going to see, some very good teams get taken out. Maybe one team, maybe two teams get taken out in the 2 of 3 first round. Could very well be the Dodgers. You have no idea. If the Dodgers run into the Giants in the first round, the Giants have battled very well against the Dodgers. You don't know what's going to happen there. You get one really good pitching performance in the first game. It's like the way it pencils out, it looks like the Sox are going to play against the Indians. If it ended right today, it's obviously not going to. But if you play the Indians in the first round, you get Bieber in the first game. You might have noticed not too many people are beating him right now. If Bieber happens to win that game and then you get Plesac in the second game, that could be a problem. So it's better for 3 of 5. It's much better for 4 of 7. But 2 of 3 is tenuous at best. And you're going to see some surprises for that first round of 2 of 3.
Louis Robert had a drop in center field, and it was against Byron Buxton, who is just, I mean, he was on the bases and off to the races, and that guy is just otherworldly. We saw him with the inside the park home run. Could have been two. Anyway, he's thrown out at the plate, and that's a huge moment in that game when you stop and look at the final score. You know, it was fascinating to see them make an error and then overcome it. And I think there were a bunch of plays like that, Steve, where Nelson Cruz was struck out and then got it wasn't called, and then he gets a single, and now you're changing pitchers, and they overcome it. You know, James McCann might have been able to catch that pop-up, but he didn't, and they overcome it. I just think that there was a time when a defensive play like that may have been the death knell, and instead it's now just, well, we'll overcome it.
Well, that speaks to the quality of the baseball team, and it also speaks to the adage, when it's your year, things like that happen. When you're really struggling, those things bury you. I mean, for many years leading up to this, the White Sox would have those occurrences and then lose the game. But this is the Sox year. And so you seem to get more calls. You seem to get some calls reversed. You seem to get things that turn against you only to see things happen like you were talking about. That's a sign of, yes, a good team. It's a sign of you're starting to get some breaks. It's a sign of the momentum continuing to go with the ball club. So all things considered, when you look at the totality of this season and you see the guys who have taken that next step forward, the hitters who have started to mature. Look, Luis Robert's having a tough time with the bat. Right now he's getting overmatched on fastballs that are in the zone. He's swinging at breaking balls that are out of the zone. Right now at bat, at least, he looks lost. What you don't want young players to do, what Luis never has done this year, except for yesterday, was kind of take that bat to the field with him. He was nonchalanting that catch. Like, he makes it today, which he does. I mean, he's an exceptional center fielder. But he's going to learn that you can't take anything for granted in the game. Routine outs aren't really routine outs until they're actually out. And so, they came back. They made the play. Buxton decided to put the pressure on the defense. I don't blame him. Usually the Sox defense doesn't execute in a situation like that. We're seeing the Sox defense execute in all situations these days, and it's a pretty good sign. And look, you bring Dyson off the bench, he has a couple of big hits, he scores a tying run. Things are clicking, and I applaud the fact that you're starting a guy in the outfield who's playing a corner outfield. I defy you to find another one who has no home runs with 10 games left in the season. And I'm thinking, we've seen a lot of Nomar. Time to see some other people. Late in the ball game, you go to your defensive alignment. They did go to it in the ninth. Probably should have gone to it in the eighth. I think the tools are right here in that locker room and in that dugout to win everything, to win it all. They can actually win the World Series. And on the other side of the coin, unfortunately, they can get knocked out in the first two of three. But that's the nature of baseball this year, guys. You can make a case for every team winning the World Series. You can make a case for every team getting knocked out after the first round. It's the most unusual season, but it's one that we have to relish because these don't come around that often. So when they do, I don't want to see people nitpick at everything that's going on the team because would you like to have this guy? Would you like to have Trevor Bauer? Sure, I'd like to have Mike Trout too. Reality is, probably neither of those guys are going to be here. So you enjoy what you have and relish in the journey because the end of the journey, nobody knows quite yet. It isn't written, but this journey has been wildly exciting.
Steven, it's been so great to have you take us on it. Really appreciate your time. As always, great stuff. Just a glorious little whatever we call this season has been nothing but fun for White Sox people. White Sox.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, is that not over yet, boys? So have a good rest of the show, and we'll try to bring this thing home.
Enjoy it.
That's just glorious.
Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Steve.
Take care.
That's great
Bye.
Stuff as always. He is. He's just Steve is just. Come on. Is there anybody that you know like that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.